Hillary Clinton encourages Democrats to feel proud and to keep going on impeachment. By Hannah Blow on December 19, 2019. Hillary Clinton on Thursday encouraged Democrats to feel proud for passing two articles of impeachment against President Trump and pressed them to keep going in their partisan-driven efforts. The twice-failed presidential candidate towed the party line on Thursday, asserting that Trump abused his power by using his office to further not the nation's objectives but his own personal, political objectives and encouraged Democrats to keep going. Her remarks coincide with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA, who said on Thursday that she had a spring in my step because of the moral courage of our caucus. As Breitbart News has consistently reported, the witnesses who testified before the House Judiciary Committee and House Intelligence Committee did not demonstrate an impeachable offense committed by the president. The root of the Democrats' impeachment effort, the July 25 phone call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, showed no such quid pro quo. The context of Trump's queries were in relation to corruption, not the specific investigation of a potential political opponent for political purposes. Additionally, Ukraine got the phone call, meeting, and aid with no promise or announcement of an investigation into the Bidens. Prior to Wednesday's House vote on impeachment, Clinton said impeachment is the only remedy to stop Trump. The former Secretary of State this week echoed the concerns of notable Democrats, such as House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, suggesting that the 2020 election is going to be closer than one would like or expect. Schiff, upon announcing the articles of impeachment, indicated that their impeachment efforts are rooted in stopping Trump in 2020. The argument, "Why don't you just wait?" comes down to this: why don't you just let him cheat in just one more election? Schiff stated. Why not let him have four and help one more time? Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, also alluded to that during an appearance on CNN's The Situation Room in November. We also need to move quite quickly because we're talking about the potential compromise of the 2020 elections, Ocasio-Cortez said. And so this is not just about something that has occurred. This is about preventing a potentially disastrous outcome from occurring next year, she added.